B-Pod Studios.
Chaos in Loren's house as she broadcasts live from home on Fridays. What's going on over there?
It's a whole nother show.
Yeah, it's like the after the rap party at Loren's house.
Yeah, the pre-rap party, apparently.
Well, welcome to the Rap Party podcast. Loren is having a lot of fun with her husband, Dallas. We of course, have a live mic into her home, so we hear everything.
We've given each other shit this morning, gotten into a fight, riled each other up, and you guys are privy to all of it.
Yep. That's the one of the unfortunate parts about working from home is that everything is then put on blast.
Well, yeah, I mean, I worked from home yesterday and I was talking to my wife about something and you guys heard everything and I was about 60 feet from the microphone.
Yeah, we were loving it. We were turning it up. We're like, ooh, he's in trouble.
Well, all we know is that Loren came back, turned the microphone on, and all we hear was, shut the fuck up. We're like, what just happened? And you're dying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, we're laughing about it.
Right. It's not a real argument.
It's not like a real.
Is it awkward to get into an argument at your home, like a real argument, and Elena's there, like your au pair is there as like your oldest daughter?
I don't know. Elena, is it awkward for you when we get into fights?
Like real.
Dallas and I.
Like real ones.
We don't really fight.
Right.
You guys talk shit about each other when the other walks out of the room.
Yeah, that is true. But we like play fight with each other. Elena said if we really want to see a fight, we should come to her parents' house.
Oh, yeah. Or my parents. My parents argued all the time.
Yeah, Dallas just said Italians sound like they're fighting even when they're like just having a normal conversation.
I feel like that's true.
There are some foreign dialects, like Japanese, for instance, or Chinese, where even if they're being nice, the way it's spoken is very like choppy
aggressive.
Yeah, because I went to a sushi place and the two guys were like talking to each other in Japanese because I asked them what they were speaking, and I was like, are you yelling at each other? And they laughed. They're like, no, we're just talking about the meal.
I desperately want to do a voice and I know I can't do it because it's offensive.
Don't do it.
I did it a couple weeks ago.
I ain't doing it.
You already got in trouble from all the people for BTS.
Because, and you know what? I'm kind of standing by my statement. Because I just recently. Kind of. Because I just recently watched them in an interview and they had a hard time speaking in English, which is fine. Because you know what? They don't speak English fluently.
Because they're from South Korea.
Right. And so I said that they're fake speaking English. Which, by the way, you put a script in front of me. A Spanish-speaking script, and I go and I try to recite what's on that script, that's me fake-speaking Spanish. I don't think that's offensive.
Well, they called you xenophobes.
And I'm not. I love the foreign people.
But if you also made fun of any one of the
people... That sounded really bad, didn't mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He said, I love the foreign people.
The foreign people.
You put the in front of it, and it sounds really bad.
Jesus.
But, I mean, if you made fun, like, let's say that one of the guys from BTS drove a Hummer, and you were like, Hummers are the worst.
Okay.
And I know one of the guys from BTS drives a Hummer, but like he's basically just polluting the environment. You would get trashed.
Probably, because they have great fans.
Their fans are rabid.
Our fans, by the way.
Yeah, we found out we have a whole bunch of fans, Loren, that we knew nothing about.
We did not know anything about them. And they're huge fans. So evidently you can rate the podcast. So those who are listening to the Rap Party can rate the MRL Morning Show podcast.
So, and like, for instance, on Apple Podcast Review, it says, the MRL show on demand. Manny, Roy, and Loren are three people from opposite ends of the country. Manny is born and raised in New Jersey. Loren is born and raised in Miami, Florida. Roy comes from simple beginnings in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Simple Roy.
Hi, y'all! My head movies are scary! I mean, you might as well play a banjo and roll in.
Here comes Roy.
Yeah, I mean...
what is it? 1 + 2 is 4. Simple beginnings.
I ain't never used an inside bathroom before.
Well, y'all got electricity in the big city of Charlotte.
Manny's born and raised in Jersey. Loren is born and raised in Miami, Florida. Roy comes from simple beginnings in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
There he goes.
Now, it says, as the saying goes, quote, opposites attract, and the three come together to form the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That's Apple's podcast review of us.
Right.
We have a 4.7. been rating out of possible 5 stars.
That's not Apple's review. We put that up.
That's our bio.
I'm saying, but it's on Apple. You're right.
How do we find our reviews? We have 77 reviews. 4.7 stars. Here
so
we go.
So you click down here.
Okay.
I want to read the bad reviews.
Nah, we got one.
We're too
gorgeous. Well, we have a bunch of 5 stars out of 77 reviews. This person says the title is The Crew from September 18th. I absolutely loved the guys so much together. They are an awesome bunch, and I think they include you on that, Loren, as the guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about this one, Roy?
All right. This is MRL number 1 fan, posted September 14th. 5-star every day. I look forward to hearing the podcast and rap party every day. I start work at a hospital in Charlotte at 6 a.m., so I never listen live, but I do listen daily. Love the podcast.
And then this one right here.
Well, this one's from 2017.
From 2017.
It's a little outdated.
It says, add the dirty on the 30 to the podcast.
Mm. Which we don't really, I mean, we do. It's at the very end of the show.
Yeah.
But it's not.
So now we have our own separate War of the Roses podcast.
And let's take a look at those reviews.
And that's got a 0.3 lower rating than our other one.
But it has more ratings. It has like almost 100 ratings. Now this one says, click more so I can read it. This says, I listen to a lot of different War of the Roses. And by the way, if you didn't know, we didn't create War of the Roses. A lot of radio station bus cheaters.
Seacrest does it.
Yeah, everybody does.
Mojo in Detroit. Burt just started doing it in Atlanta.
Yeah, we all bus cheaters in our own cities.
Chainsaw and Somebody does it in right. Greensboro.
Billy Bob in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
I also listen to a lot of different War of the Roses, and this one is the best because there's not a lot of unnecessary talking and dumb jokes. They ask critical questions when the cheater is revealed and don't go off topic. Only complaint is that they don't do enough of these. Please do more War of the Roses.
We do them 2 days a week on the radio.
You used to do them every day.
Yeah, we backed down. Even we couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Here's another one, Loren. Says, listen to many wars, and this one is the best. No stupid jokes or run-on questions. Gets to the point. I know our friend, well, I wouldn't say our friends. We don't know them very well, but there's another show out in Arizona that does it, and their War of the Roses are about 15 minutes long.
And they're very jokey.
Dragged on, jokey. It's awful. This one says, I love the show. I listen to you guys from Connecticut. Should post updates on these couples. A lot of times after War of the Roses, people want updates, but we hate bothering people.
Yeah, and it's honest to God, it's hard to schedule everything. You got to book everything in advance.
But they're not all 5-star, Loren. We got a 3-star review, and this one, Roy says,
it's an okay podcast, which is fine. That's fine. We don't, you know, I like being just okay.
Yeah, you can't please everyone.
Where is our, okay, I see. Gotcha. All right. So that's just a couple of Apple reviews. So if you listen to us and you're on the Apple podcast platform, write a review for us.
Yeah, share this with your friends. Try to get as many people as you know listening to it so we can retire.
What do they say? Rate, review, and share?
Well, I know on YouTube it's like click the like button and subscribe. So I don't know what podcast is. Rate, review, and share sounds pretty cool, though.
More Beasley Media Group, Preston and Steve. Their show's almost as big as us. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
Oh, they have 2 more people than us.
Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Toucher and Rich. They've been around forever.
Toucher and Rich.
Mm-hmm. They're sports. Felger and Maz. They're sports. Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak sounds like medicine. I'm sorry.
I am Zolak.
I'm having side effects from my Zolak.
And a lot of sports stuff. So we're like basically the only non-sports thing.
No, there's a lot more. It's just
boy, the Beasleys love us.
There's a lot more podcasts. They're just not showing up.
Oh. No.
As the podcast captain, I think.
That's true. All right. What else do we want to get into today? Anything good?
Well, I'm very paranoid because I have a massive headache that won't go away, and I feel very warm, and I keep doing my headache check, my fever check, and I'm only at 97.7, but I feel like I'm dying.
Dude, your headache is a sign of one thing.
What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stress. Corona.
I had a migraine yesterday, and I think that's what it is because I subconsciously refresh every social media, I'm on Google with everything.
You're obsessed with this thing since Tuesday. Roy, you too, you have stress. You're trying to tell yourself you don't.
So our screen time has probably gone up.
Yeah.
Was that a pterodactyl?
Are you...
One being born.
Not issued. Yeah, and in fact, I was going to go to the gym right after work, but I have such a pounding headache, I don't know if I could get through the gym.
Did you do your pressure point if you open your hand?
It doesn't work if it's a migraine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It ain't working.
I love that. You
I
press down
my tongue thinking that would
in between
something.
Your index finger and your thumb. Go deep in there with your other thumb.
Have you drank water?
So
yeah. I've drank two of these.
Drinking two of them.
Well, okay, simple Roy.
What? Is this not enough?
Two waters.
No. No, I drank. It's not drinking.
You know you're supposed to
drink
a gallon of water a day.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's horseshit.
Well, I'm telling you that...
I don't fuck with water.
Yeah.
Well, water doesn't fuck with you guys, and that's why you're unhealthy and you fart at 5 a.m.
True life. You tell them. I'll be right back. I got to pick
up. All right, go pick up baby Jackson.
By the way, this water bottle that I have, I bought it at Food Lion, but it just seems like something Loren would drink. It's called Le Bleu.
No.
Le Bleu.
Like the Louboutin perfume that we talked about today.
It just seems fancy.
That is fancy.
And like the plastic, you know how like plastic bottles now are really flimsy because they're trying to use less plastic? These guys are like the original plastic. It's all hard.
That's how my Dasani is. I don't like the softer bottles. I like the bigger ones.
Right. I like want to ruin the environment if I'm going to ruin it. Guess what big thing is going on in my household?
What?
I have purchased, and Monday it's being installed by a plumber.
A water purifier.
A water filter.
You
for
are
my faucet.
Bougie AF.
I'm so excited.
Humble beginnings, my ass.
To be able to turn on my faucet in water that I can pour out tap water and drink it.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, bless you.
What's going on with Jax?
He had a sneeze.
Oh, buddy.
But I'm very
can't
excited.
Taste or smell anything, but it's cool.
That's nice. Just spreading the virus. But no, I called my sister yesterday because my filter came in the mail, and I was so excited about it. And then we took a moment. And she's like, "Yeah, so this is what life's going to be like." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Yeah, we're going to call each other over stuff like this."
Yeah, that's what it's come down to. It used to be like, "Hey, you want to go to a party?"
Yeah,
or
no,
hey.
Not anymore. She goes, "Like, we just get excited over house stuff."
It's true. Back to your headache.
Yep.
You need to have sex.
I had great sex last night.
Did your headache go away?
I didn't have a headache during the sex.
But it went away.
Yeah. So that's what when I get home, I tell Sterling that clearly there's a correlation between my sexual intercourse and headaches.
Did you drink last night?
Yeah, I had a couple bourbons.
Two nights this week I didn't drink. I didn't drink Monday or Thursday night.
You probably feel awful, don't you?
I feel like shit today. Yeah. I should have drank last night.
Your body's like, what is going on?
Right.
I'm detoxing, man. So I don't know. I wanted to go to the gym. I feel weird. I'm hungry. Maybe it's because I'm hungry.
Dude, you're stressed. You're on the text with your dad.
I do. I was,
you know, my dad.
Of...
All of our parents. Well, I don't know. Loren's mom might not be Republican. I don't know, but our parents are predominantly Republican. I'm an independent, so I voted both ways. This way, I voted Democrat this time.
You mean you actually voted twice, which is why they're having a recount in North Carolina.
Are you talking to your dad, Nicole?
No.
No.
No, we're not talking about it.
You're talking to him, but not talking about
probably
the election.
Smarter because I've had a lot of really uncomfortable conversations with family.
Yeah, because even on election day when we did the hike, like there were just little, you know, silences that would be interrupted by like just election stuff, and I just couldn't engage. Like everything was met with silence, just because it's just not worth the. It's not worth the conversation because if you support one way or the
top
other,
of Crowder Mountain, thank Donald Trump for saving
this,
the nature
point,
preserves.
You're not, you know, you're not changing how you feel is how you feel.
I love the fact that we have all these federal parks that Donald Trump created.
Did you know Donald Trump created Godfather Mountain in 1962?
What?
Yeah, it's not far off, dude. Yeah. It's a strange...
But I hate that you're having tense conversations. Like, I've just avoided my dad this
week.
Well,
the thing that I have a hard time... I actually am all good for people disagreeing with me politically, right? I have a hard time, though, when it comes down to human rights... I think everybody needs to be on the same page. I cannot understand when people are not on the same page with human rights. And then I also can't move past like fake information, misinformation. I think that misinformation will literally destroy the society, and we got to all, every party, do better at it, including the media.
Yeah.
And so I make sure I take time to, when I see something that's fake and I know it's fake, I take time to really explain and show facts. Now, but everyone, but when you show facts, it's now gotten so diluted. They're like, well, where you got your facts is not real facts. So I don't know how to fight it anymore. But I thought the AP was a pretty neutral source. Evidently, it's not. I thought like AP was like the middle.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I thought that was like the middle. Like Reuters was like the middle of the road with everything. But I guess.
I know. I just want the facts, but yeah, I guess everybody leans one way or another.
And I don't know how do we fight the misinformation. So human rights and misinformation are the two things that we'll have pretty blunt conversations about.
And that's why you have a headache.
Well, I'm now getting a bigger headache thinking about
that. That's what it is. It's not Corona, Loren. Don't put that in his head.
I know. And honestly, I probably would have said anything until I met Sterling. Meeting Sterling makes me, like, because we'll be out somewhere and somebody will say something and Sterling will be like, okay, well, let's talk about that. And he'll greatly have conversations with you.
We'll have to get the council back together. That is Sterling, Roy, and Amanda.
Yeah, gossiping away about politics.
Yeah, the three of you sat next to each other at Loren's house for the big bet night that Virginia Tech played NC State. It was so funny. You guys could care less about the game, but you commented on everything.
Well, and then so internally, I did enjoy my conversation with Amanda and Sterling, but then I also want to be like with you and Loren and Dallas because, you know, that's like the cooler table.
In. Yeah, they don't care about us.
No.
Sterling and Amanda.
They find us annoying. So, you know.
All right. Well, maybe when we're back on the wrap party Monday morning, we'll know who wins the election. I do know that Joe Biden does have a big announcement planned today.
I know, but Trump is neck and neck, man, and my president's going to win. I really believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Roy's a very conservative gay Republican man. In the Blue Ridge Mountains. I'm adding that to the Apple.
From Simple Beginnings.
From Simple Beginnings.
It's neck and neck. It literally could go anyway.
I mean, I'll be open and honest, too. Like, I didn't say it on the air, but I voted Democrat this time because I felt like the country just needed a big hug. And the best person to bring that hug to everyone was Biden and Harris. That's what I felt. Like, I'm so sick and tired. And by the way, Trump might have done some great things. But I'm so sick and tired of hearing somebody on Twitter talk about it all the fucking time. Like, I just want to go to work one day and you just run the country. Holler at us when you need us.
There were times where I didn't even think about Obama.
Right.
And by the way, there were times I didn't even think about George Bush.
Right. That's how it was. You were like, he's doing his thing. Like, maybe you'll see on the Today Show. The president landed in Nebraska. This cat gets on Twitter. And by the way, all my Republican friends say he does it because the media doesn't give him a fair shake. So he's got to do it that way.
Yeah.
But that's not true. He's an egotistical maniac. Yeah. And his best friends say that about him.
Yeah, no, they gave him camera time last night when he wanted to be on the news. And then he started lying to the American people and the news cut away.
They bailed out.
Right. They bailed out. And I, by the way, want that because I don't want someone to lie to me.
Right. But if you're listening to this and you're a Republican and you're a Trump follower,
like me,
we love that for you. That's good for you. But it just didn't work for me this time, you know. And I know there's other people who are house divided. You know, houses were divided. So,
yeah. Not to break up this little happy.
We're out of here.
Yeah, fam. But my boobs are leaking. I need to go feed the baby.
Let's call it Republicans and Democrats. We can agree on one thing.
I mean, I'm so happy Laurent says words.
Right.
Like, that is amazing. We have that audio now. It's going to be forever saved.
Republicans and Democrats, we can agree. When there's a boob leak, we call it.
We call it. Goodbye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.